There are dozens of apps for your smartphone and tablet that help you find out about live concerts or to keep track of your favorite bands. So which to download and which to dismiss? For advice, we brought in some in-house experts.
How many shows did you see last year?
Last year, I go by bands. Last year, I saw 463 bands. Well, I keep a spreadsheet. It's the only way I can keep track of this all.
That's Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton from our NPR music team. Bob's the one with the spreadsheet. And here's their review of two concert apps you might want to check out.
It used to be you'd go to the newsstand, you'd pick up the Village Voice or some paper or something. But, of course, now there are great apps, and there's a couple of really amazing apps. You type in the city name, and you can see all sorts of bands that are playing and often tailored to the music you like. There's one app called Timbre. Actually, they pronounce it Timbre because nobody could get it right. The company said they now go by Timbre.
T-I-M-B-R-E.
Right. It's free, and you can see everything that's playing. It knows immediately where you live, and it shows you so many of the concerts that are in your area. If you go into another town, you type in the city, bam, you see all the ones, scrolls by date. It's really elegant.
What if you don't know what the band is?
Well, that's a cool thing. This is also a music discovery app because there's a band playing in town. You've never heard of them. You just swipe. And you start to hear the music.
Well, Bob, you are what I would call an extreme concert goer. You see so many bands every year. I don't have the luxury of time. I've got a toddler at home. I'm busy. I don't get out a lot. And I'm certainly not going to travel to another city and go and discover a band that I've never heard of in a live setting.
So you're pretty much going to go to a show that you know a band you want to see them.
I just want to go see bands that I already know I like. And Timbre is a really beautiful app. It's very elegant. You can scroll through it very easily, see an infinite list of bands. But there's no filter on it. It shows me pretty much everything that's showing in the area. And I just want to go see bands I already know. The best app that I've seen for that is Bandmate. It scans my library, my iTunes library. It shows me who in my library is playing in the area. And of all the apps that I tried, it seemed to do the best job of curating a list of shows for me to see based on what it knew I already liked. It had a great interface. The one downside to Bandmate is I'm cheap. It costs a couple bucks. A lot of these other apps are free. I had to create an account. I don't like creating accounts. And Bandmate's a little slow. It took a long time to create a database based on what was in my library, though admittedly there's something like 30,000 songs in my library.
Yeah, so. I think worth the time. It does take a little longer. The other thing you can do with these things is, you know, you can buy tickets. You can share the concert with your friend. I love the fact that in both of these applications, the Bandmate that you love and I love too, and Timbre, you can put it on a calendar. So, you know, you're sitting there scrolling, oh, what can I see next week? What can I see the week after? You throw it on your calendar so you don't forget. And both of them, you can also see videos of the bands and read bios of the bands and things like that. So it's pretty cool.
So how many shows do you think you'll end up seeing this summer?
This summer, if I do 10 bands a week, and there is how many weeks in a summer? Do the math.
That's Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton of NPR Music with their concert app picks.